Good morning, everybody. So today's episode, first, I recommend you listening to part one of the episode titled Parents Coping Up with Their Emotions as Kids Leave the Nest and Go to College, part one. As colleges are reopening, many parents are going through the process of sending their kids to the dorm. So for the purposes of this episode, I intend to cover the emotional and the mental process that sensitive parents go through when they send their son or daughter to the dorm. For the sake of simplicity, I am going to use the word child for both daughter and son, and gender, I'm just going to use she, okay? You can take it as he if you have son, okay? So there you go, let's move. In the part one of my episode, I mentioned the three concerns that my friend V had. To quickly mention, they were security, interaction, and intimidation. Interaction and intimidation came in number two. And third, her apprehension of mind wandering. I'm not a counselor, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a healthcare provider, I'm not a psychiatrist, but based upon my friend's request, who finds value in the expression of my experiential wisdom, I am motivated to do my best to help with some suggestions that worked for me personally through this episode of my podcast. As parents, let's work on our mindset. First step is to literally say to yourself something like this: Lalita, your child has made several responsible decisions in the past. As she goes away from home and explores living in the dorm by herself, you must trust the three words, you must trust, that she will do so in future too. You have visited the campus and you have done your best to get your questions answered about security and safety of your child. What is in your control is to share any knowledge about security and safety in general that you know and you want to share with your child. Trust her to be safe in the new environment. When you do that, you are creating a confident neural pathway of trust. Imagine a neural pathway, like a road in your brain, right? So you're creating a new path, new road, which is called trust, trusting your child. And graciously, you're taking a detour from the pathway of doubt and fear. Just imagine yourself in your road, just like yesterday I was mentioning about traffic signal. You're driving, so you're taking a detour from doubt and fear. You're not taking that route just now. You're going to take the new neural pathway, which is going to be trust. Okay, so that's about the emotional and the mental part, as you know, from my experiential wisdom. However, since you have asked this question, I did some research, and here is the tip for you from parenting.com. If parenting concerns focus on campus safety or culture, they can attend a campus tour, ask questions, and take note of resources. If concerns focus on students' transition to dorm life, parents can meet roommates and resident assistant. Very important information. Okay? Let's come to the second one. So as for interaction, I think we underestimate how our children evolve in interacting with different people from different cultures in different countries. They have done that very well during their kindergarten to high school days. And trust, again, let's take the same pathway, the trust that they will do well in college too. One of the things that I personally do is to ask myself a specific question like this. Hey Lalita, you know I love to do self-talk. Hey Lalita, can you think of one situation where your child exhibited her interaction skills and created an enriching friendship and relationship? Okay, very specific question. Boom! The more specific question you ask yourself, the clearer answer will pop up. You will stop worrying and doubting. You will start cleaning the mental clutter and create space to answer that specific question which is coming from you to you. You will end up with an unimaginable answer. That is your child's true story. You can now relate that true story to her. Hey, during your, you know, kindergarten to high school days, you exhibited the interaction skills like this. I have come up with this fear and doubt how you will interact with the people with other cultures in the new environment. But this is the story I remembered about you. And give her that courage. Give her that support. Okay? That way, it will not only help you live a peaceful life, but it will raise her self-confidence and her self-esteem. As for intimidation, I think as parents, including me, it is important that we become brutally honest with ourselves and ask, is it me who gets intimidated? And I want to imagine that happening to my child too? That means I have to work on myself. Okay, how is this thought helping me or my child in her leading a courageous life? The best I can and I should do is to teach her by sharing my stories of handling intimidation. Allow her to handle in her unique way, and if she is comfortable, ask her to share her success story of handling intimidation. This is my opinion, you know, and that, in my opinion, will enrich the parent-child relationship. And instead of fearing and shaming intimidation, you both will grow through it instead of merely just going through intimidation and feeling shamed, feeling bad, feeling guilty, whatever negative emotions you have. The last one is mind wandering. When I asked my friend V to elaborate what she meant by that, she said, Lalita, I don't want her mind to wander, but stay focused on her studies. That is completely normal for any parent to think and say, isn't that true? But V, I am going to challenge you to sit with your child and tell her honestly that it is not about you, my dear child, but it is me who has the doubt, who has the fear about whether you can be as focused at home as you, as focused in your dorm as you were at home, because you will be subject to a lot of distraction. I want you to study well and I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy and wealthy. Okay? Tell her your deepest desire and also the deepest fears and frustrations. Then ask her, how can you help me move past the doubt and fear, and how can we do it together? Listen to her answers and be open to listening to her fears and frustration, and be also open to understanding her desires. Tell her that you hold a safe space for her no matter what. Create a fun project together where she proves to you that she was more focused. You know, maybe a project for you can give her a 3-month project or something. Don't be too hard on her. After 3 months, you know, you can check with her. Hey, you remember we created a fun project together? Okay, let's see. Are you more focused? How can we measure that? Okay, your grades, whatever, whatever. Okay, let's say she gets a B instead of A. Don't be hard on her. She has to get acclimatized from the high school to dorm life to new college life. The campuses are huge. they have to do from one class to another class. They have to walk long distance. There are so many changes that they have to get acclimatized to. So don't be hard. So measure that. Measure the focused attention that she has given. Measure the productivity, you know, in a fun way, not in like, you know, like a boss. And I won't use the word boss and employee. No, don't be hard. That's the only thing I can say. All right. So, so this is what I want to, you know, reinforce, that create a fun project together where she proves to you that she was more focused, more productive, had more fun, and ate healthy than you could imagine. In fact, you could get some tips too from her, because we learn a lot from each other. We are social animals, right? Okay. I also did some research on various college-related websites that I want to share in my next episode, that I never planned to do initially, because initially I was all about sharing my insights, my opinion, and my experiential wisdom. But this project from my dear friend V motivated me to go do some more research. So I put in some time on that. I put in some effort on that. And let me tell you, I also put in some focused attention, because I had to stay away from any distraction. No notification from WhatsApp, no notification, no taking up phone calls. I have to be present to her questions. And also, if I can give her more, better, deeper, other answers. Now, these are just related to emotional and mental, right? But then if there are factual answers which can help her, I thought, let me do a part 3 for her, right? Okay. Now, until I get motivated to do my part 3 of the episode, I'm a big proponent of more than anything else, if I commit to myself, not anybody else, not to prove to anybody else, just to commit to myself, I want to do this part 3, and then I go a little I'm hard on me? No, I'm going to be compassionate to myself. So let's do this. So until I get motivated to do part 3 of this episode, until I get motivated, those are the keywords. You have a great Friday and weekend ahead. Okay? Bye-bye.